Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a public hearing of the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee. We have one matter for consideration for today, a public hearing on the joint application of Northern Pass Transmission LLC and Public Service Company of New Hampshire, which now does business as Eversource, for a certificate of site and facility, which is docket number 2015-06. I have a number of remarks I need to make before we get started, but before I do that, I'd like everyone on the subcommittee to identify him or herself.
William Oldenburg, Department of Transportation.
Christopher Way from the Department of Resources and Economic Development.
Craig Wright with the Department of Environmental Services.
Martin Honigberg from the Public Utilities Commission.
Catherine Bailey from the Public Utilities Commission.
Rachel Whitaker, alternate public member.
Patricia Weathersby, public member.
In addition, to my far right is counsel to the Site Evaluation Committee, Mike Iacopino. To my far left is the SEC's sole employee, Administrator Pam Monroe. I'd also like to identify and introduce from the Attorney General's office, serving as public counsel in this matter, Peter Roth. Peter, if you could stand up and wave. On October 19th of 2015, Northern Pass Transmission LLC and Public Service Company of New Hampshire, which does business as Eversource Energy, submitted an application to the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee for a certificate of site and facility to construct a 192-mile transmission line. The transmission line is proposed to run from the Canadian border in Pittsburgh down to Deerfield, approximately, as I said, 192 miles, with a capacity rating of 1,090 megawatts. On November 2nd, pursuant to RSA 162H, I, as the chair of the Site Evaluation Committee, appointed a subcommittee to consider the application. In turn, a number of the state officials who exercised their authority to designate senior members of their agencies to serve on the subcommittee. On December 7th of 2015, the subcommittee met to review the status of the application. At that time, the subcommittee determined that the application contained sufficient information to satisfy the application requirements of each state agency having jurisdiction under state or federal law to regulate any aspect of the construction or operation of the proposed facility. The subcommittee also made an independent determination at that meeting that the application contained sufficient information to carry out the purposes of RSA 162H. The subcommittee subsequently issued a procedural order setting forth a number of scheduling matters. That order scheduled public information sessions pursuant to RSA 162H in Franklin, Londonderry, Laconia, Whitefield, and Lincoln. Those public information sessions took place in January. The subcommittee also set a date for motions to intervene, and over 150 motions to intervene were filed. I can tell you that an order on the motions to intervene will be issued in the next 2 days. On February 3rd, the subcommittee issued two orders scheduling public hearings in Meredith, Holderness, and this hearing in Deerfield for March 1st, 14th, and 16th, and a separate order scheduling hearings in Colebrook and Concord for March 7th and 10th. The Colebrook and Concord hearings were held contemporaneously with public hearings with federal agencies, including the United States Department of Energy. The public hearing we're here for tonight is required under RSA 162H 10 Roman 1-C. We are required to hold at least one public hearing in each county in which the proposed project is to be located, and those public hearings must be held within 90 days after acceptance of an application for a certificate. In addition, we have announced but have not yet scheduled two additional public hearings to hear comment on the supplemental information that the applicant filed in late February. One of those will be held north of Franconia Notch, and the other will be held south of Franconia Notch. But as I said, dates and locations have not yet been set. Notice of this public hearing was served upon the public by publication in the New Hampshire Union Leader on February 10th of 2016. This evening, we will proceed as follows. We will first hear a brief presentation by the applicant. For those who have attended earlier hearings in the last few weeks, we have asked, and I believe the applicant is prepared to shorten its presentation somewhat so we can get to the public part of this a little quicker. Following that, the subcommittee will have an opportunity to pose questions to the applicant. Sometimes the subcommittee does not have questions at this stage of the proceeding. We have had the opportunity to review the filings of the applicant and other parties, and we will have further opportunities to question the applicant and other parties under oath during the adjudicatory process. At the same time, the subcommittee may have questions. Thereafter, the public questions will be posed to the applicant. If you have a question for the applicant, we ask that you write your question on one of the green sheets and get it to one of the people who's walking around in a position to collect them. Please write neatly. We will sort and organize the questions as best we can by subject matter. We've had a number of thoughtful comments regarding the way the questions have been posed to the applicant in the earlier sessions. We will continue to ask the questions through the chair, through the presiding officer, so that they can be organized and not repetitive if possible. We have also had comments and questions regarding the shortening, editing of the questions. The general rule that we're following up here is that we're not reading the statements that are associated with the question unless they're necessary for the context. And even then, we may reword them so that they can be answered, so that they can be asked fairly and answered fairly. The classic example of an unfair question is, when did you stop beating your wife? There are a number of questions that are posed in these on the green cards that read like that. Those, I will tell you, statements like that, questions like that, are not going to be read. Questions are designed to elicit factual information from the applicant regarding the application, regarding its specific terms. Once all the questions have been asked, we've also asked the company to try to shorten some of its answers. There are a number of questions that get asked that require extended discussion to explain context and information. There are others that can be answered more briskly based on some of the presentation that's already been done or information that's been out there. So we are going to do our best to try and get to the public comment portion of the evening faster than we have in the previous public hearings. After all the questions have been asked and answered, we will take public statements or comments on the application. If you would like to make an oral public statement tonight, please fill out one of the yellow sheets. Based on past experience, there are a lot of people who want to make public statements. If the numbers are what we expect them to be, we will ask you to put reasonable limits on how long you intend to speak. If you are able to keep your comments under 3 minutes, that would be wonderful. We will not cut off the microphone. We will not stop you at 3 minutes. If you need to go well beyond, say, 4 minutes, we will ask you to wrap up and either come back later or submit written comments. We have allowed people, and we will continue to allow people who want to make extended comments to wait until the end to complete their remarks so that others can have their turn and their opportunity to speak. If you would like to submit a written comment, we have blue forms for that. All the written comments get scanned. They're all posted on our website. So that's how we're going to proceed tonight. I don't think there's anything else I need to do. All right, before turning it over to Mr. Quinlan to begin their presentation.